If you want to look at science as a story, it's the cosmology of our present day. We have it wrong that the universe is not made of atoms and molecules. It's not. The universe is made of stories. People still back up a little bit when they think about mathematics, which is the language of science, as our language, regular language, is the language that we use every day, the language of literature. You know, if I see two numbers talking on the corner of the street, I sort of run the other way. What scientists love is the unknown. That's where they're going. That's where they want to go, right to that, to all the time. They're living in the unknown and going to the unknown. In some sense, that's one of the things that scientists and poets might share. In ancient times, medieval times, there was no split between science and literature. Aristotle was a poet. He wrote poetry. So did Da Vinci. So did Galileo. We will always be telling stories. That's why I don't worry about news that I hear every once in a while that novels are dead and poetry is dead and the theater is dead. That will only occur when the race is dead. Rereading something after years changes it. So the same words and the same text is not so fixed as we think. And it can change because we change. You're trying to fix sort of a moment in time with language, but language is so imprecise and it slips and it slides and has connotations and it has ambiguities and so forth, all of which the poet revels in. For a poet, we're trying to do that. We're trying to make a sentence or a phrase mean more than one thing, possibly two, maybe three, better if it's four. The poet is someone who's willing to live in uncertainties, and a lot of us are not, and a lot of people, they want to have a truth that they can rely on. The unknown for the writer, for the poet, is inside them. It's the unconscious and the subconscious and in the self, the unknown self. So it's the inner world. You'll know what appeals to you and what you understand and what is meaningful to you and what isn't, and leave the rest. Whatever the absolutes are, you probably are not going to be able to grasp them with language and you're not going to be able to grasp them with formulas. I am not uncomfortable with not knowing. I'm not uncomfortable with that. What a poet is trying to do is to break through to some new, deeper level of themselves, some new understanding, some new insight, some new style, some new form that they can work in. We're always going to be afraid of the dark because we are afraid of the unknown. The unknown is very disconcerting. Native Americans know all about that. The silences are very, very expressive. Questions are it's sort of the crowbar that could pry open a little rift in your mind and in your thinking and what you think about the universe or the world, about experience. The uncertainty will lead you farther than certainty will.